Tourism advertising campaigns that show off the beauty of the Adirondack Park and the charm of its villages are proving to be successful in attracting more visitors there. Maybe too successful. WAER environment reporter Chris Bolt reports the crowds in some areas present problems that are begging for answers.
You might have seen I Love New York advertising that shows off the Adirondack Park, and maybe it encouraged you to go. The Adirondack Council's John Sheehan says visitor numbers jumped around 25% over the past decade. But in some areas, the extra visitors and their hiking boots have trampled the nature people come to see.
We're really calling on state government to try and match the enthusiasm of the public with a program that will help to repair the damage and long-term make the place more sustainable, more attractive.
The uptick in visitors is, of course, good for villages, local hotels, restaurants and shops, the people who live and work there and basically count on tourist spending. But what's good for those main streets is wreaking some havoc on some of the most popular wild and natural areas.
We've seen a 3- and 4-fold increase in the number of people coming to specific places in the park, mainly driven by social media and the attractiveness of the region. People seeing an Instagram photo of what it's like at the top of Cascade Mountain want to go and see for themselves.
And while that sounds great, it's bringing a number of problems. Parking at popular trailheads far exceeds spaces, causing safety concerns. The trails themselves become muddy, ever-widening messes that can channel water and kill vegetation. And in cases like Cascade Mountain, High Peaks hikes are tough for many to manage and they get in trouble. Sheehan says the Adirondack Council and other groups are calling for more help repairing trails, which now, due to low manpower, are fixed up at less than a mile a year.
And what we need is a comprehensive plan to rebuild about 130 miles of trails. We don't have 260 years for that to happen, so we really would like to see an investment in trail crews, in infrastructure, capital expending. It's not going to take a huge pot of money, but it will take a dedicated effort.
And on top of more trail crews and rangers and parking lots and shuttles, the groups would like more outreach and hiker education. Sheehan says that might steer crowds to other locations and have them become better stewards. The state is spending $200 million on the Olympic facilities, a visitor center, and equestrian area. They argue a fraction of that in the next state budget could go a long way in alleviating the problems success is having on the very nature that attracts many visitors. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.